Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, many high school junior and senior girls are already anticipating their prom this spring, and for some, the occasion may bring difficulty in covering a big expense, that being the dress. Well, the Cinderella Project has made this aspect of prom season its mission in assuring these young women of having a look they'll remember for years. Ashley Yeldell is director of the local Cinderella Project and joins me in studio. Ashley, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Glad that you are here, and let's have a little background about the Cinderella Project and what led to this idea.
So the Cinderella Project started in Baton Rouge about 7 years ago, and you know, it started with the idea of people have these dresses hanging in their closet that people have worn once for a couple hours. And, you know, there are other people who could use them. And so started in Baton Rouge, now branched out to, we started the chapter here in Monroe, as well as Shreveport and Lafayette.
How exactly does this program work?
In January, February, we collect dresses. We have 19 drop-off locations in Northeast Louisiana where people can drop off their prom dresses. And then in the spring, we'll have our dress giveaway that's open to any local junior or senior high school girl. She can come. All she has to do is bring her school ID. You don't have to write an essay. You don't have to have a certain GPA or anything like that. You just come, and it's a really fun day to come and get a dress.
Now, the date of the giveaway has moved up. Was there a particular reason behind that? Or
Well, actually, last year we had girls from 24 different high schools, which was double the number that we had the previous year.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that the girls have enough time to get dresses. You know, serving that many high schools, everybody's prom date is so different. And so we want to make sure everybody has enough time if they need to get their dress altered between the time they get it and their prom date. There's plenty of time to do so.
Has the area that these schools that are participating, has that broadened as well into some outlying parishes?
Every year we try to do a little bit more. So last year our focus was, you know, our first year we started with one school. Our second year we really focused on three schools. So last year we really wanted to branch out to surrounding parishes. And we were able to do that by getting more sponsors and getting the word out with those, you know, locations and drop-off points. And so, we were able to double the number of various high schools that we saw the girls come from.
Okay, so a mom or a girl that's a recent graduate of high school or what have you, they're looking through their closet. What is the policy on donating a dress?
Well, we, number one, we ask that the dresses be age appropriate. No two pieces, no, you know, scantily clad. But we ask that the dresses be within the last 5 years. It's not just prom dresses, you know, homecoming dresses, Mardi Gras
right.
ball gowns, bridesmaids dresses. We get a variety of dresses that, you know, any formal dress that could be a prom dress.
What has been the reaction from the girls receiving the dress over the past couple of years?
It's been great. Each year we kind of do an exit interview or, you know, just
right.
any comments after the giveaway. And, I mean, year after year we get comments from girls, I didn't think I was going to be able to go to prom. Last year one of the moms was just crying because, you know, she didn't think she was going to be able to provide a dress for, you know, for her child and have to tell her no, that, you know, she couldn't go to prom. And so, you know, both the parents and the girls each year have been really excited and really grateful.
I guess it seems like something they really enjoy. And do they tend to share that joy by giving the dress back? Can they redistribute those dresses?
Yeah, and that's one of the things we focus on. We say it's not just about, you know, getting a free dress. It is about building that self-esteem and, you know, self-importance and the importance of giving back to others. So year after year, we have girls say, can I give my dress back next year? You know, after I graduate, can I come volunteer? And so, you know, instilling that that value in them is really important.
Yeah, you mentioned the girls coming back wanting to volunteer. Are there other ways that people can be involved in the project?
Yeah, we if you don't have a dress to give, we do accept financial contributions because we don't collect enough plus size dresses that we need, and so we do have to purchase some dresses. We also will have a night at Painting with a Twist where you can come and paint a pretty picture of a dress, and they donate half of the proceeds of that night back to Cinderella Project.
When does the drop-off period begin, and some of the locations involved?
So we're in the middle of the drop-off right now, and it'll go through February. We have 19 drop-off locations. Some of our major ones are Raising Cane's, because they have three different locations in Monroe, West Monroe, and Ruston. Cross Keys Bank, any branch of Cross Keys Bank. So they have not just in Monroe, West Monroe, but Tallulah, Ravel, St. Joe. And then we have various boutiques, Salt and Pepper, Bayou Gypsy, Hearing Stones. You can visit our website and get a list of all of our drop-off locations.
Any other special events surrounding the program coming up?
Well, one of the things I think is important to know, just like I said, that it is about more than just getting a dress. And so one of the things that we started is the Leadership Academy. Any girl who goes through the program and gets a dress, they can apply to be a part of the Leadership Academy, where they go down to LSU, spend a weekend there, kind of sit in on classes, learn how to fill out a FAFSA, meet with financial advisors. So they go through that weekend, kind of prepare them for college and get to know their options upon graduation. And then any girl who goes through that weekend actually gets a scholarship to any four-year university in Louisiana.
Lots of good things going on with the Cinderella Project. Well, Ashley, if someone would like to find out more, how could they do so?
Yeah, they can go to our website at cinderellaprojectla.org or find us on Facebook at CP of Monroe.
Ashley Yeldell is the local director of the local chapter of the Cinderella Project. Ashley, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You can hear this and other Land Yap podcasts by visiting our listening room at kedm.org.